Get ready for a podcast from Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi.
We have an exciting interview for you now. We have Janine here, and she's here to talk about the new documentary by Takitimu Films and New Road, Grounds for Action, which shares the stories of Kiwi environmental heroes that are unsung. So, Janine, thank you so much for being with us. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Kes. Thank you for such a lovely welcome.
Oh, that's all good. And you are quite familiar with the Radio 1 studio, familiar with the Drive show, in fact.
I'm quite familiar with the Radio 1 studio. I was somewhat of a co-host / groupie back in the very late 90s.
I'm sure nothing at all has changed, but I'm super excited to talk to you about Grounds for Action today. Obviously, you guys are crowdfunding. The documentary is made. The crowdfunding is mostly for the post-production costs.
So the crowdfunding is for the production costs.
Oh, yes.
The planning has been completed. So it is for the production costs, so that's for things like specific mics, some sound equipment, and some editing software updates, and also just to help us get around the place between the locations, because it's spread out over a few locations.
With the locations, I'd like to talk about the idea for the documentary, obviously sort of telling the stories of the unsung local heroes that are doing their part to protect the environment. Where did that spring from? What was the start of Grounds for Action?
Yeah, so that's a really good question, because I was talking to my mum and dad one day about 6 months ago, and I said, oh, what are you up to next Tuesday? And they said, well, we're going to be going down to Broad Bay because we're volunteering. And I said, what are you volunteering for? And they said, we're doing this replanting for the Save the Otago Peninsula. And I said, what's that? And they said, oh, it's this. You can't?
I'm sorry, Janine. I can hear you through the headphones, but apparently we can't hear you on
air
very well. I'm not sure what that might be. We're just trying to fix those issues now.
Okay.
That's okay now.
Okay, nice. Now we're good. Sorry, Janine. We might have had a bit of technical issues there on the listening end. So we'll go back through and we'll talk about, the beginning of Grounds for Action and your ideas to tell the stories of the unsung
heroes. I can probably reword things way better now that we're getting a second take.
Sounds good.
Yes, it was just a practice. Awesome. Here we go.
No, all good. The idea for Grounds for Action started with my parents doing some volunteering on a project I'd never heard of, even though the organisation that ran it has been around for the last 40 years. And I thought, why have I not heard of this? I grew up down the bay. What else have I not heard of? And I started thinking about some friends of mine who have been working on a project down here in Bluff, and I thought, oh, I wonder if anyone knows about them. And then I thought about a colleague of mine who is also working on a project in Morihaku Southland, and I thought, well, what about them? And then I just thought to myself, what can I do to help give these people publicity? So I rang my friend Hayley. She's our producer at View Road Productions, and I said to her, hey, do you want to do a documentary? Because I really think that there are some really good organisations and initiatives out there that need some publicity. So what can we do? She said yes, because she's as crazy as I am, bless her. And that's how the story began.
Oh, no, but it is. I think it's such a great thing that you're doing. And I think that origin story ties in perfectly with sort of how lovely the idea is as a whole, and you've found these small New Zealanders all over the place. It's very common as Kiwis, we like to be understated. We've sort of got that tall poppy thing. A lot of people who are doing this amazing work don't get that recognition, and so it's great to reach out to those communities and ask to sort of nominate if anyone knows those stories through that word of mouth thing.
Yeah.
We've got, are there any stories in particular? Obviously, we've got the Save Otago Peninsula, which is close to home for a lot of these Radio 1 listeners. But what story in particular stood out to you for the people that you talked to?
Well, the two other organisations we're working with, as well as Save the Otago Peninsula, are Deer to Care, and they are a group of hunters that realised that they could help support the 14% who face food inequality every day. So what they do is they go out and they harvest deer and bring it back. They get it processed for next to nothing by another great player in this charitable game. And then they distributed it out amongst other charitable organisations who then make sure it gets to the families. And the other group that we're working with is Sea Nest, who originally came from Dunedin and now reside in Invercargill. And they've made this really, really cool structure that they've duplicated and are creating an artificial reef out in Bluff to help. I won't say too much because I don't want to give the whole documentary away, but basically each of them has a really brilliant story, but they're also, the why for us is to support the people that are underpinning the work that's going on, because we want them to feel, not just feel supported, but we want them to be supported. We want people to come and say, how can I help, to them. We want people to help fund the initiatives that are going on that do support the environments that we really cherish. So getting behind their mahi is the whole point of this documentary and shining a spotlight on it.
Amazing. And how can people, other than through crowdfunding your documentary, how can people give their financial support or maybe their manpower to these organisations?
So what they can do is with Save the Otago Peninsula, if you want to be involved as a volunteer, you can jump on their Facebook page. So that's Save the Otago Peninsula. It'll pop up pretty quickly. There's a penguin as an icon, if you're wondering. They can offer to volunteer. And if they want to donate financially, there are ways to do that by contacting the group again through Facebook, but also buying trees. They have $20 trees, they're natives, and you can pay them $20 per tree. They'll plant it, and you can have it named after someone that you care for. They've got some really cool initiatives there. They've also got books and brochures. In terms of Deer to Care, they accept funding. They can be contacted through their website, which is deertocare.co.nz, and they're on Facebook and Instagram. And also Sea Nest, they would love for more publicity around what they're doing and funding. So if you want to get in touch with them, you can go to seanest.co.nz and you can have a chat with either Bryony or Waka or one of the other members at Sea Nest there, and they will definitely direct any funding queries to the right person.
Amazing. Janine, with you specifically, we're doing a lot of talking about these causes, but with you specifically, what is your background in documentary making? Was it...
Yes.
Is this a step in a new direction?
So, yes and no. So about 20-odd years ago, Hayley and I studied broadcasting together at Aoraki Polytechnic. So I have to give a wee shout out to the TTR group, the Television, Theatre and Radio group, from 2001 to 2002. And that's where we first started. We then went off and did our whole lives, which had really various like channels, and we met lots and lots of different people, but we've stayed friends and we've stayed connected. And this is the right time for us to be doing this documentary. And Hayley's been working in the film industry since, for a couple of years now, and I'm stepping back into it. This is our debut documentary, so it's all a huge learning curve. Every single bit of it is a big learning curve for us, so we just really would love the support. And we're really thankful that stations like Red One are there to to support the small guys as well as cover the big news. So thank you.
Yeah, well, obviously this is a grassroots action is what the documentary focuses on, so it makes sense to have a sort of grassroots crowdfunded campaign to go along with that. And the crowdfunding campaign is live. And when is it going to? How can people find it? What's the situation with that?
Sure. So I've been sharing it on my page publicly. So if you find me on Facebook, Janine Kubiak, for the last however many months, it'll just be post after post of how you can get in touch with us. But if you want to go on to Boosted, which is at thearts.co.nz/boosted/projects, and you can just type in Grounds for Action, that's the name of the documentary, and you'll find us there. You can also find us on Instagram at Grounds for Action. Just type it in, it'll come up, hashtag Grounds for Action. We've got a lot of social presence, a social media presence, so we're not that hard to find. You could also find us at takitimufilms.co.nz, which is my film company, and yeah, just flick a message. If you're interested in getting involved and don't know how, please just reach out to us. Our contact details are all over the place.
Janine, thank you so much for coming in and talking to me today. I will also be popping those links up on my socials and on the track list for today's show. If anyone would like to find that, just repeating again, the documentary is called Grounds for Action, and they are launching their crowdfunding campaign to share the remarkable stories of Kiwi environmental heroes. And why would you not want your money to go towards such a good cause? Janine, thank you so much for being here and talking to me today. Is there anything you'd like to close off with?
I do, actually. I just would like to wish my baby brother a happy 40th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Yeah.
So happy birthday, Josh Pierce. I know you'll love having your name on the radio waves. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you so much to Fee and to you, Cass, for having me on the show today. And I'm really looking forward to keeping you guys posted with how Grounds for Action goes and all the rest of it.
I'm very excited to see it, and I hope you guys all do too.
Thanks for choosing a Radio 191 FM podcast. There are more just like this at r1.co.nz.